The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.
Great news. We're hosting a meetup with our friends at Nudestix to celebrate their 10th anniversary.
With special guests and Nudestix co-founder Taylor Frankel. It's all happening Thursday, April 25th at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, live and in person in downtown Toronto.
And the best part, the event is absolutely free to attend. So join us for lively conversation, makeup touch-ups, and good eats by Nut Bar.
And damn good gift bag swag. Just RSVP using the link in our show notes or in our Instagram bio.
That's Thursday, April 25th at 1 p.m. Eastern. Can't wait to see you, BBs.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty, the podcast all about the breakthrough people, products, and moments in beauty.
We're your hosts, Jill Dunn
and Carlene Higgins.
Welcome back to Breaking Beauty Podcast, everyone. I'm your host, Carlene Higgins, and I'm here with my fabulous co-host, Jill Dunn. Hello, Jill.
Hey, Carlene. So, of course, our longtime listeners know by now that we are two beauty editors turned beauty podcasters, and we're back with another amazing brand story in your feed.
Yes. So we have our new friend, Cassandra Morales Thurswell, on the mic. She's the founder and CEO of Kitsch. She started out with like a single elastic. And I remember receiving this on my desk as a baby beauty editor. And it was just like a simple elastic, like tied in a knot on one end. I specifically remember it. And then it was like the satin scrunchies. They had the mini ones. I really like the shades, the satin lavender eye mask. I use that all the time. It's like my blankie when I go to sleep. I use it in hotel rooms.
And yeah, well, course, you got to start a little behind the scenes here. She's got to stop losing them.
Yeah.
It's true. I think you've lost three, if not four at this point.
Yeah. And of course, we know that Kitsch has basically set TikTok on fire with the whole heatless roller phenomenon. Yes. I mean, I will give myself a pat on the back because I talked about those years ago on a Damn Goods episode. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Yes. And then more recently, we talked about the jumbo one that you covered that everyone was doing online to get those heatless curls. And I think it's such a great option, like super environmentally friendly, very accessible for everyone to do. And I think that's the beauty of this line. It's like these great accessible price points. I remember growing up with Goody. That was the only hair accessories you could get. And now Kitsch is just like a funner, more current version of that. But the interesting thing is that they didn't just come out of nowhere, right?
Yeah. So they've been around since 2010. And just this year, Fast Company named them one of the most innovative companies for 2024, because I do think they're taking these simple ideas and really running with them. Mm-hmm. And at the moment, I think it was a bit of a slow burn in 2010, but people are ready for this brand now. It was a little bit ahead of its time, I think, for a hot minute. Mm-hmm. And I think what some people might be surprised to know, they might know the accessories that you talked about, but the number one bestseller from this brand is actually their solid shampoo bars. Each one replaces 2 8-ounce plastic bottles. Mm-hmm. So for every bar sold, they remove one plastic bottle from the ocean through their partnerships. And people are just repeat buying these. It's not just like, oh, I'll try solid shampoo and give it a go, and that's one and done. No, they're actually loving the results. And I think that that is such a breakthrough because other brands have tried to do this. And all the while, it's like cute. It has a design on it. Some of them are like lavender colors. Some, they just like look Instagrammable in your shower.
Yeah, that's right. The design of them is definitely has been taken out of that kind of like natural food market. You know, it looks way more modern and current, something you might find at Urban Outfitters or something. And I agree with you. I think the fact that people are repeat buying them means that they're performing. You know, because you can have a great concept that's great for the environment, but if it's not giving you that good, lather and shine and conditioning and all the things that you want, people aren't going to continue to use them. So kudos for that. She's also branched out into like shower caddies and accessories. I think her goal is really to touch every part of your morning routine in a way that is affordable and environmentally friendly. So people just love Kitsch. So at the tender age of 25, Cassandra started Kitsch by the bootstraps from her tiny Los Angeles apartment. And just ahead, Cassandra is going to tell us about her advice to up and coming entrepreneurs. She gets real about which of her innovation ideas wound up being a flop. And we find out what's new in stores next, including a showerhead water filter. See, there's that problem solution approach that I personally appreciate. I really want to try that product. And they're launching a dry shampoo that I'll definitely be trying as well.
Yeah, I believe that one just hit the shelves. And of course, we're putting as many interviews as possible on our YouTube channel. So go over there. Please do subscribe, share with a friend. It's at Breaking Beauty Podcast. So you'll get to see Cassandra. And by the way, she does have phenomenal hair. I did not know that until I met her in person. And I was like, excuse me, like, of course, you're going to be the person with the great hair accessories brand because she just has amazing hair. Mm-hmm. And follow us on TikTok as well at Breaking Beauty Podcast for behind the scenes clips. And without further ado, welcome to the podcast, Cassandra. Apostrophe is one of our show partners this week. So any skincare enthusiast knows, even with a top shelf full of product, sometimes you need a prescription RX to get to the bottom of your skin health challenges. And that's why I love the idea of Apostrophe. It's an online platform that connects you with an expert dermatology team to get customized acne treatment for your unique skin, and you don't have to leave the comfort of your home. Through Apostrophe, you can get access to oral and topical medications that use clinically proven ingredients to help clear acne. So you simply fill out an online consultation about your skin goals and your medical history. Then you snap a few selfies and a dermatology provider will create a customized treatment plan just for you. And Apostrophe offers access to prescription treatments for all types of acne, from hormonal acne to facial acne, even breakouts on your back and your chest and even your butt. I mean, it's head to toe. So we have an exclusive offer just for our Breaking Beauty listeners based in the US. Get your first visit for only $5 at apostrophe.com/beauty when you use our code beauty. That's a savings of $15. And this code is only available to our listeners. So to get started, just go to apostrophe.com/beauty and click get started, and then use code beauty at sign up and you'll get your first visit for only $5. And thank you to Apostrophe for sponsoring this episode. We'll link to this offer in our show notes and on our website. Now back to the show.
Are you single and struggling with dating, or in a long-term relationship and want to take that next step? Or maybe you've been together with your partner forever and you want to spice things up. We Met at Acme is a dating podcast for you, and I really hope you come check it out. I'm Lindsay Metzeler, and we have so much to talk about together. So check out We Met at Acme wherever you listen to podcasts, and I can't wait to meet you.
Welcome to Breaking Beauty Podcast, Cassandra. I just want to tell you, first of all, we're here in Los Angeles recording live, and it's so nice to meet you. And you look great, and your skin's amazing. So is your hair. And you guys were so kind, the folks at Kitsch, to drop off a package in our room. And it was honestly like Christmas. And I can't remember what I used so many products out of that box this morning. I just want to say thank you officially.
Well, thank you. Because we take so much pride in the products that we make. And so like hearing anybody compliment them or say it's their favorite, that sentence is my goal. Oh, it's my favorite scrunchie, or it's my favorite eye mask. So it's just such an honor. So thank you.
Yeah.
So we want to help paint a little picture of who you are if our listeners aren't familiar with you. So I understand that you've had a lot of jobs and created more than a few startups before Kitsch. So what was your most humbling job ever?
That's it. And I don't mean to Pollyanna this at all, but I didn't ever really like dislike a job. Like there were always like, I always made it fun.
Uh-huh.
It's interesting because I think I started Kitsch when I was really young. So
yeah. 25, then, right?
Yeah, I was 25.
That's incredible.
So only a year ago.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Honestly, it looks like it.
But no, I mean, I did everything from, you know, babysitting to waitressing to, mm-hmm. yeah, I did people's makeup and I bought a spray tan machine. Like I did all of the, I managed a cupcake shop so that I could, and it was like a 5 a.m. job. So then I could have another job mm-hmm. in the afternoon. So, but I took something, I talk about it, it's like very Slumdog Millionaire. I took something from all those jobs
right.
and I found something great about each one. So it was never really like terrible for me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But I think where I never really excelled, like there's these things that you recognize about yourself that you're like, okay, maybe I'm not the best at this, is like self-promoting. Like,
yeah.
you know, I always like led with whatever was in front of me, like product first, like the food was
right.
always like, it was always about the food, or it's always about like the, because, and I realize like it's a much easier way to connect with people. And so, you know, I don't know. I'm not like a forward-facing founder.
Right.
So I just something I realized mm-hmm. about myself recently that like, oh, I've kind of always held, you know, hid behind
yeah. the scenes.
The product that was
right.
in front of me. So,
yeah. right.
Yeah.
I get that. But was there ever a moment where you were like on the 405 with your spray tan machine in the back and you're going, what? I have a flat
what am I
tire.
Doing with my
what?
Life?
Yeah.
yeah. You know, I think I had lots of those.
Mm-hmm.
When I did door-to-door sales,
okay.
That was probably the hardest, because you know, when you work at like a flea market, which I've done,
mm-hmm.
when you work at trade shows, which I've done, people are there to buy.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Like you were in a mutual agreement. I'm here to sell, you're here to buy. But when you do door-to-door sales, they're not there. They're there to like run their business.
Yeah.
And you're an intruder.
Yeah.
you're an intruder in their space. And so you like go in and you're trying to initiate something that they actually don't want any part in it.
Right.
And they're not in that mindset.
So this is like B2B sales.
Yeah. 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 And I'm like going into a boutique and I'm like trying to, you know, hustle with these products that they didn't, I didn't have an appointment or anything.
Mm-hmm.
So that could be, you know, those
that
experiences.
That can be humbling.
That's
for sure.
pretty humbling.
Did you ever find a formula of like the opening line that would get them to listen to you?
I led with my product. And so before I even came in, I would like have the products, like mm-hmm. I had my suitcase and I had the products like mm-hmm. out in my hand.
Were these the elastics?
These
were the original Kitsch elastics,
yeah.
which I
yeah.
still remember. They were elastic and they were hand tied on mm-hmm. one mm-hmm. side.
Yep. And then I took a lighter and singed the end for each and every
oh, wow.
one of them. But I would have the products out,
okay.
like almost like leather jacket open, you know, with my watches. But like I'd have the product in my hand so that I'd be like, and it, before he could even say something, they'd be like, oh, that's cute.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so it kind of was this like, oh, you think it's cute? Well, guess what? I'm selling it.
Right.
So, you know, but sometimes it didn't go that way.
The cold opener.
and a lot of times I'd get a parking ticket. And mm-hmm. so like, even if I sold $20 worth of elastic, my parking ticket would be $50.
Right.
And so then it would just go home crying.
Yeah. yeah. Honestly, I do think that there's something to be said for learning how to cold call.
Yeah.
It was something that I think my first job ever was selling Shriners tickets on the phone, telemarketing. I was calling people during the dinner hour.
Oh.
And I literally couldn't go to the bathroom at this call center until I sold a certain amount. And it taught me a lot. And even when I went to mm-hmm. work at magazines, one of the jobs they put me on was selling classified ads. And so I had to cold call people out of the blue. They had mm-hmm. no idea who I was. But I feel like it forces you out of your comfort zone.
Yeah. and
it's really it's almost like when you keep doing something over and over, and then you become desensitized to it, and you lose the fear.
Right.
It's powerful. I recommend everybody door to door at some point in their life.
That call center sounds awful. Like not going to the bathroom.
Maybe
what?
Not that, but
I don't know if that would be legal.
Something. I don't know what the equivalent would be in 2024. But
right.
Something. Mm-hmm. You know, slide into someone's DMs. Take
right.
a risk.
Right. Yeah. What was the impetus for starting it in 2010? I don't know if I know that part of your story.
Yeah, I always knew I wanted to be an entrepreneur.
Okay.
Like forever. Even when I was young, I asked my parents to, my stepdad was an orthodontist, and I was like, can I make retainers for you? Like I was always very hungry to work and create products. I really just like, I genuinely like service.
Mm-hmm.
It's so fun for me to like listen to people's wants and then be able to deliver it. But in 2010, so again, I had worked all these jobs and was saving up. And in 2010, at the ripe age of 25, I was like, I know everything there is to know. I need to start another business. And I just did the one thing that I knew how to do, which was craft something and start selling it. And
okay.
Yeah, my mom and I had a jewelry business before.
Okay.
And even though, you know, I didn't have an MBA or I didn't write a business plan or anything, there was just one thing I knew how to do. It was make a product and sell it.
And get it in front of people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Never once did I think like, okay, where is this going in 14 years from
right.
now? Like I never sat down and had that strategic plan. It was like make the product, sell it, and just go day by day. But what's really interesting, as I was growing the business, I started to look and see, okay, nobody's really doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And there's kind of two players that own this space and they're billion-dollar companies.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, can I really do this? Can I really be the one that maybe knocks on Ulta's door or Target's door and like, you know, could I do this? And I'm going to tell you right now, it is very hard.
Mm-hmm.
They have it locked down pretty tight. But we have a pretty substantial space in Ulta, which they are the most incredible partner. But we just got into Target. And so it's really exciting to see a brand like ours that's certified woman-owned and able to like, you know, kind of enter in this space that, you know, in the beauty industry, they're already talking about that, you know, being able to bring in like female-founded brands and all these things. But this space didn't really get that love. And so it's the best team that's helping me to do that. It's okay.
What does women-owned certified mean?
Oh, my gosh. That is such a great question because it is actually very hard to get certified as a woman-owned and minority-owned business. You have to apply for it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a whole legal counsel and you have to get approved for it. So woman-owned means that you have to have over 51% ownership of the company. You have to prove that you're the ultimate decision maker.
Mm-hmm.
So signing the checks and hiring, firing, like all of these things. And then that you have no limitations to the decisions that you make at the company. And so that's woman-owned certified. So tricky because, you know, if someone gets outside investors and, you know, they still run the day-to-day, if it becomes over 51%, they're no longer can get the certification.
Mm-hmm.
Same with minority-owned too. I'm Colombian. My whole paternal side of the family still lives in Colombia. So same with minority-owned certification, which we also have too. So, but yeah, it's... And I think that those are the types of things that can be really celebrated because you can have a woman CEO, which is amazing, but to get to the place where it's a larger company and woman-owned certified, it's actually really, really difficult.
Yeah, that's actually been a topic of conversation lately is how many female founders there have been, but then they get to a certain point and then like a male starts running at the top and they sort of turn into not a consultant, but yeah, they take on a smaller role.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's so hard, especially like if you have a family.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's hard without a family.
Yeah.
You know, but it's a challenge. And anybody that is going through that, send me a message on Instagram. We can have a chat together about it.
Today's episode is brought to you in part by Way. Regular listeners know that while I've been known to do a hair treatment or two from time to time, I'm also pretty lazy/busy. So I only really do that when I have to. Maybe there's a big event coming up.
I've just got too many products to test, too many podcasts to record, places to drive my kids, which is why I've been so happy with Way's new antifrizz cream lately, because you just use it straight out of the shower after washing and conditioning as usual. I do a pump or two of the antifrizz cream in my palms, rub them together, put it mainly through the lengths of my hair, and then whatever's left on my palms, I use to press down flyaways in the root area. And basically, that's it. I just brush it through, blow dry, and shabam, frizz free for like 3 days until my next wash. I also really like that it feels lightweight. It's not greasy at all, and it helps with heat damage. So it's like a two-in-one, saves me even more time. Honestly, everything Way's founder Jen Atkin touches turns to gold. So if you haven't listened to our episode from a couple weeks back, definitely go back and have a listen to our episode with her. She just knows what we want and delivers, you know? Like the detox shampoo, I've been obsessed with that for so long. I use it every week just to like reset, get all of the product gunk out of my hair. I think a lot of you love that now too. And Way is so good to us that they have an amazing promo code. It's 15% off their entire line of Way products. So frizz-free up your schedule with Way. Go to theouai.com and enter promo code BEAUTY15 for 15% off any Way product. We're going to link to this offer in our show notes and on our website under episode recaps. That's theouai.com, promo code BEAUTY15.
Grateful that Macy's is supporting our show this week. It's Earth Month, and I really appreciate brands that step up to walk the walk when it comes to shopping sustainably. And Macy's are committed to helping people and the planet thrive. So join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with kids apparel brands like Carter's Little Planet, bedroom linen brands like Oak, women's apparel brands like On 34th, and of course, beauty brands like Elemis, Nude Sticks, Caudalie, and more. And yes, you can shop sustainably, but another way that Macy's is honoring their commitment to sustainable living is to make sure that everyone has access to green space. And often those opportunities don't exist in many communities where we live and where we work and where we play. And that's why Macy's has partnered with the Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Initiative. Together, they're helping to bring more parks to more people by transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Because I have to say, I think nature is healing. Absolutely. So if you want to join in to support this amazing initiative, you can donate online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose. Once again, to learn more about Macy's sustainability commitments, you can visit and learn more at macys.com/purpose. We'll link to this URL in our show notes and on our website. Now back to the show.
I love the whole behind the scenes women supporting women in the entrepreneurial space, especially in beauty. Mm-hmm. It's so, I hear it from so many founders we've had on the mic, and it's honestly inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But back to your beauty routine.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are some of your favorite products from Kitsch? And do you have any hacks for how you like to use them?
I love the spa headband where it just pulls all your hair up. And then I think we sent you this flexi shower cap too.
Yes. Like used it this morning.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That product is incredible. And truly, our shampoo and conditioner is amazing.
Right.
I think that that is one of those products where I'm like, dang, we made a really, really good product. And we just keep getting better and better at it. And we have a couple new items coming out soon too that I think are going to be, I don't know, home runs as well.
When are they coming out?
We have a slick stick and a dry shampoo,
and they'll
be coming out in the next month and a half.
Okay.
So those are two to look out for.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And this shampoo and conditioner, everyone, they are solid. They are bar shampoo and conditioner. And that's a choice.
That's a choice.
Cassandra, I feel like it's not easy to do.
Yeah.
And there's a big barrier. Like, let's just be real. People don't really want to get into it. I don't even have a soap dish holder in my shower, like in my condo that I live in.
I have a Victorian tub, so I mean, it's going to be a challenge getting me to figure out where to put it.
As you can see, we have lots of options. We have a buffet of vessels for you to entertain.
Yes, there's a shower caddy. There's a mesh bag.
But here's what's really interesting. And, you know, I think one of the reasons that we were so passionate about this product, we did not have to compromise on the quality mm-hmm. when making it into a bar. So 90% of the products in the big bottles are water.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And you have to put preservatives in there in order to ensure mm-hmm. that it doesn't go bad on the countertop and heat and all of that in your shower. And so we were able, like, I'll give you an example. A mask, a hair mask or a conditioner might only be about 4% of like those really like hydrating butters that you want to really make that nice slip in your hair. Our bar has 12%. Mm. And you can't really do that unless you start like just straight up putting oil, you know, in your shower and start right. pumping it that way. So it's really effective. And once people use it, they're kind of like, okay, it took me a minute to like get over the bar thing.
Yes.
Even my mom, she was like, I just can't. And now yeah. she's like a full convert.
Really? Okay.
I feel like if I can get my mom to yeah. convert, yes. my sister too, like they were both kind of like, we love you, but bars,
yes.
like, you know, like,
no,
I don't
this
know
is
why.
What, yeah. That's my starting mm-hmm. thought, to yeah. be honest. Yeah, yeah.
You'll be shocked. We were number one on Amazon for shampoo
mm-hmm.
over Olaplex.
That's crazy.
Like, we were like, this is a legit hair product.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you know, it's crazy because, you know, it is foreign. It is different. Mm-hmm. It's a behavior change. But I don't know if you remember, but like, remember when we started buying bottled water?
Right.
Yes.
And it was just like, this is weird. I'm buying water. Like, yeah. how strange. And I really feel like it will come to this with beauty, too, mm-hmm. where, mm-hmm. you know, and another thing, too, that I feel like is such a benefit for our bars is most of the bottles that you buy, they're expensive.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Just for a inexpensive bottle, you're spending $1.50, $2 on the cost of good.
Right. Mm-hmm.
As that would translate, like maybe it would add, you know, quite a bit to the retail cost too. When you can take that out
mm-hmm.
and you take it and you make it this big and, yeah. and not heavy to ship, it saves so much money on the brand side
right.
that we can put more into the actual product. Yeah. So
I do love that.
It's yeah. pretty great.
Okay.
I know. But
is that your number one seller now? Or what is your number? Is it the viral heatless curler or what is it? What's the number one?
That's a good question. So because we are such an omni-channel brand, meaning like we sell at grocery, we sell mm-hmm. at Ulta and beauty supply stores, specialty, Amazon, our own website. Every channel has a different, like for the most part, a mm-hmm. different bestseller. And
okay.
so, you know, talking about our SKU assortment and how extensive mm-hmm. it is, we're just very diversified in our retailers too. And so each of those retailers has something that their customers are really passionate about. And so it makes us a really diverse brand.
That's funny. But so what is it on yours?
Our shampoo and conditioner.
Okay.
I'm going to guess on Amazon, it's the heatless rollers because Amazon
rollers.
Tells me that. They're like top seller. I don't know.
Heatless and shampoo mm-hmm. or hair care do really well on Amazon. Specialty stores do really well with our accessories. Mm-hmm. They're very giftable.
Yeah.
Ulta pillowcases, also shampoo and conditioner, heatless.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Our dermaplaner does yes. really well too
wow.
on Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
Or, I'm sorry.
It's a
Ulta.
Whole bathroom like lifestyle universe.
I do have a question. How can you name check how many units of the heatless rollers you sold on Amazon last year?
Oh my gosh.
Or a ballpark unit number?
You know, that's a tough one. Let me see here.
Is it millions?
It's millions. Yeah. I mean, we got a stat just to give you a yeah. benchmark. We got a stat for our shampoo and conditioner bars that we sell one every 5 seconds.
On Amazon?
No, just in general. Wow. We sell one bar every 5 seconds and the heatless curlers do more than the shampoo.
See, Jill,
I guess
you
people aren't as lazy as us.
Yeah, you were never going to invest in those shampoo bars. And now look at
well,
you.
Well, I already told
the eggs Anne, on your face.
I already told Anne that if there was one brand I'd invest in, it is Kitsch.
Yeah, you guys are on
But now
Fuego.
I'm too late. I got to start.
Do you want an angel investor? We'll pay you. We will pay you in
hugs and kisses.
In consulting that you really don't need.
Maybe this is the time to show her my idea.
This is my favorite.
Let's partner together.
Okay. Actually, I want to make this Breaking Beauty, and I'm putting this on the record now. So, but you might be able to. Okay, so this is my favorite shower cup I've ever used. It's so janky looking, guys.
Okay.
But what makes it,
looks like a black garbage bag.
Yeah. But what makes it different and why I'm obsessed with it is because inside it's lined with terry.
Oh, interesting.
And all the other ones are freezing cold.
Who are we knocking, who are we knocking off here?
Sonia Kashuk at one time. So Target.
Oh, she's probably not even around anymore.
No, they, well, they don't have the, they don't have really the accessories at Target anymore.
There you go.
Anyways, this is my idea because when you're in the shower and you have just the regular one on, it's just like, and also the noise it makes, like this is just a more, this was probably $12 at the time. And it's like luxury. And I got so many people
Breaking
hooked.
Beauty by Kitsch.
I'm not even kidding.
Can
I want to do this.
It,
how do we
it
do
look
it?
Like headphones? No, I'm
joking. We can have a headphone print on it. But guys, like I got so many people hooked on it and everyone is asking me, where do I get another one?
That's really, I love this. You know, yes.
Let's work together. We surveyed some of the terry cloths.
So that's really, that's interesting.
Yeah.
That's interesting that you like the terry cloth.
Yes.
We got mixed reviews on
interesting.
That.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe if you have a different hair texture, they find it too, there's too much friction or something.
Curly girls.
I see.
We can't do a long loop terry.
Right.
Drives the frizz crazy.
So maybe wait.
But yeah, okay. But that's where the satin line ones come into play.
Yes.
But I mean, I think that there is a place.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's a place. And we could do our flexi one with terry on the inside.
Right. Right.
Okay. Unless you like the over the top.
Well, it does. Yeah. No, I like it all. I just, this one's so stretched out. It's like embarrassing that I even showed it on camera.
The tip of the
iceberg.
This
one is like an old stretched out t-shirt that you just can't throw
goes,
out,
though.
You know?
I have an Abercrombie & Fitch sweater from the day that I met my husband.
Oh.
So I definitely have those in my closet.
Oh my gosh. Amazing.
Yeah. So thank you for indulging me.
I will. Anytime. You can text me and be like,
here's my next
idea. I like these slippers.
Idea.
Like, I don't care.
Okay. So this is our, like, we've been having fun with product development. What is something that you created that you can now admit was a total flop, whether it ever hit the shelves or not?
Okay. Well, there's a couple things. One, I really wanted to make a headband with a veil that was used for putting on clothes that so didn't get your makeup on it.
Yes.
And at the time, I think my staff just thought I was bonkers because it was like the veil then just like came around and hooked underneath your chin. And that, I think that was just, they were like, where are you going?
Too
here?
Much.
Yeah. I thought that the top, I mean, I've had a couple, like even our shampoo and conditioner when we first launched it, everybody was kind of like, what are you doing?
Right.
You know, nobody's, I multiple people said, nobody's ever going to buy this.
Yeah.
So, you know, that was, it felt like a flop in the first few years.
No, I was just curious because you do have the dermaplaning razors, which I've used and a lot of my girlfriends use those as well. What other face care products do you have that maybe I'm not as familiar with?
We have a V-line face roller. Wait, this is one of the ones. This is one of the ones where I was like, God, this product is so good.
Yeah.
Where is everybody? Like, do we not want snatched chins?
Right.
Like,
right.
What is going on? And it's like a face massager and it comes up and, you know, like, believe me, I'm not the, and again, this is where I come back to like, I want Kitsch to be the favorite. There's V-line facial rollers out there. But like we put like a ice roller on the other side.
Okay.
So it's like you ice roll with on your eye and then you V-line with your neck.
This is like one of those lifting ones that kind of goes out like a wishbone.
Yeah.
Like you.
Yeah.
With
and
the rollers.
It really gets into like into the jaw muscles.
Mm-hmm.
That one was one of those products where I was like, this one's going to be like
a hit,
a total hit. And that was just kind of like, okay, sounds good. Thanks for, you know, making that.
Right.
That's another facial care. Oh, you know, one other thing that we did that one was one of my favorite products was we made organic cotton rounds.
Oh,
I love those.
They were so good, right? But, you know, people were like, I'm sticking with my cotton balls.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Weird.
So, yeah.
Okay.
Maybe we're a little early. But
yeah,
I also
maybe.
Understand that there's like a certain level of trust with certain categories.
Yeah, for sure.
Maybe we weren't ready to play in that area yet.
Yeah, exactly. Today's episode is brought to you in part by Impress. So I've been giving my nails a bit of a breather from salon gel manis. And lo and behold, here I am. I have two events tonight that I really should have my nails done for. And it's times like these when I'm so grateful for Impress Manicures because there's no glue needed. You just peel back the adhesive and press them on in one step. And voila, I look like I've just got back from the salon. Lasts up to 7 days and there's no damage to my natural nails. So I think I'm going to go with the bright white ones I just got. Feels a bit springy, goes with everything. And I really like that they're not too long. They're like the perfect length, so I don't have to do any filing after either. And just to kick it up a notch, I'm also going to try the Impress Press-On Falsies Lashes. Same idea, no glue. I repeat, no glue. It's a patented super hold adhesive, and it's the first of its kind in this category. Lasts up to 24 hours. So that's pretty cool. They actually come in clusters. There's like barely there ones. There's like straight up, you know, performance style lashes as well. And you just press them on under your natural lashes. So the bands are more invisible, more of a minimal look and feel. And we have a promo code for y'all, 25% off. That's so good. Visit impressbeauty.com/breakingbeauty and use code breakingbeauty at checkout for that 25% off on Impress Manicure and Press On Falsies. That's 25% off using code breakingbeauty. We're going to link to this offer in our show notes and on our website. And now back to our guest. So I understand that you're launching a shower head filter
next.
Tell us about that. I honestly want one and there are some out there. So How is yours different and how did this come to be?
Well, I live in Los Angeles, Number one. The water here is crazy. And number one, I don't know why I just said number one twice. Let me start over.
Number two.
Number two. No, it was one of those things. Like, again, we're in the shower with the customer. Mm-hmm. She's using us for shampoo, conditioner, shave, body wash. That was another skincare thing that we have too. And, you know, the shower head filters that are out there right now are crazy expensive.
Yes, that's true.
They're really expensive. And, you know, I feel really lucky that when I first moved out here, I got to live in a lot of different apartments and it doesn't really work for a lot of small bathrooms.
Right.
You know, the shower ends up, you know, hitting your forehead because the head is so long. And so what we aimed to do was something a little different. We wanted the actual filter to just be what we're selling.
Okay.
So you can use it with any shower head. You can use it with the handheld shower head. Okay. You can use it, you know, in your regular, you could use it in a rain shower or the shower head that comes out. But it's the most incredible filtration system. Mm-hmm. Right now, we just have one type of filter. It's our favorite thing to do like the little test strips with it.
Okay.
And check and see how clean all of our water is. And we have consumer testing happening right now. And everyone's like, oh my gosh, I can't believe it. My hair, my skin, everything is like so much better. I'm drinking my shower water.
Oh my gosh. I want this so bad because I have rosacea. And I have often thought to myself that, well, this is why I started using micellar water all the time to wash my face because I found even just splashing water on my face would make it really, really red.
Totally.
And so I am curious, like, because it didn't have to be a hot temperature. So I am curious about whether the filter would help like over time.
Absolutely.
No.
Yeah, this is exactly the type of product for you. And I mean, you think about it, it's like we're in the shower, if we're lucky, for like 15 minutes, 20 minutes, and you're just, you know, even if you take a bath, you're like sitting in that for a long period of time. Mm-hmm. That's skincare.
Yeah.
That's hair care.
For sure.
I mean, that's kind of the whole foundation of Kitsch is, you know, we're hair care from the second you wake up and use our spa headband to the hair accessory to the pillowcase you use. Like, we are taking care of your hair from the whole day.
Right.
So this is the shower filter, which is perfect.
Will my husband have to install it for me or is this something I can work out on my own?
Yeah. We actually have been doing a lot of tests and asking people if they can do it on their own. Is it easy? Is it hard? It's pretty easy.
Let's paint a picture for people that are listening. So is it like one of those filters that you would put in like that kind of, it's like a square thing? Like, what does it look like?
Yeah. So it actually, you take your shower head off of where the pipe that comes into your wall and you're going to put it in between.
Oh,
and
okay.
It's so cute. We made it really cute. And here's the other part. So, and how we can hope to be your favorite is we've thought about all these different things. when you change the filter, you don't have to take the whole thing apart again. You just Ooh. Take the head off of the filtration component, and then you add in just the filter and you put it back on again. So this is, it's supposed to be user friendly.
Okay.
It's supposed to be like, you know, I don't need to call anybody to help me
right,
do this.
Right.
And, but yeah, it's really small. It's only about the size of like a large apple.
Mm-hmm.
And then you just stick it in between, you know, the pipe and your shower.
Okay.
How often do you have to change it?
Every 3 to 6 months.
Okay.
And takes out like hard water. Is that, that's the idea?
It makes it clean enough for drinking.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Wow. This is why the celebrities used to bathe in Evian water or wash their face with it in the day.
Right.
Magazine
I have to say that I have used a hair filter, shower head filter from a brand that is a lot more expensive, and it is transformative.
It's pretty great.
I will say I got quite lazy and did not replace the filter, but it was like super expensive. But I also had a friend who has really fine hair, and she said it's the one thing that made the biggest difference.
The biggest difference.
In her hair.
Interesting.
Yeah.
It's like, she's like, you could give me Olaplex K18 all day or Pantene in this filter, and
you're
good.
Yeah.
You know how I just said I would like invest in Kitsch. Are there any brands out there you like admire from afar? You're like, oh, they're crushing it or anything?
I mean, Jamie, I think she's doing something really interesting.
Yeah.
Jamie Makeup. You know, Thrive Cosmetics.
Mm-hmm.
I chat with Carissa, and, you know, one of the things that I say to her all the time, like, every beauty brand, every hair care brand, every brand has a choice and like what their mission is. Like, the fact that you give back to so much, like, that's your choice to give back. Like, that's pretty epic.
So you've been in business for 14 years with Kitsch. How has it changed in terms of getting your word out there? Because I think there's been so much reliance on social media and influencers, and big behemoth brands have shifted their marketing dollars. So they're primarily spending with influencers. I think some people would still think of Kitsch as an indie brand, but I'm not sure you are anymore. So what has been your strategy, and how has it changed, and where are we at today? What works in 2024? Is it still Michaela or what?
That's a really good question. I mean, obviously, influencer is extremely important to our day-to-day. We run a lot of digital ads, too. But I think the bottom line is, and you both do such a good job on this, if the product doesn't work, nobody's coming back. And so, for us, we have a really high net promoter score. It's like a survey that's done, you know, and like very neutral audience. And in the hair care industry, the average net promoter score is like a 40%. So 40% of people that purchase the product would actually come back and promote it again. Kitsch has a over 60% net promoter score. And I think that that is like the most important thing. And so having great product, number one, is what works, because I've purchased so many incredible indie brands that got me. But when I used it, I was kind of like, okay, this pump is $40, you know, and I'm putting it on my face but I don't go back and I don't reach for it. And I want to be the favorite. I want to be the one that's accessible and people don't have buyer's remorse.
Yeah.
And so, number one, it needs to be effective product, because then when you do the marketing, then the customer comes back and they're excited to see you in their level of satisfaction. But we actually don't do a lot of influencer events. I don't do a lot of self-promotion of me. This is such a treat to be on here. I spend a lot of my time behind the computer actually running the day-to-day business. But we really focus on talking about the products themselves to the customers. One thing that was really helpful for us in 2023 is licensing deals.
Right.
And
collabs.
One of the benefits that we got from that was, hey, we like Barbie. Do you like Barbie? We both like Barbie. Let's have a party, you know? And it was definitely helpful for us to connect with the customer that maybe hadn't heard of Kitsch before,
right?
Because we knew once we made that bond, they'd be coming back for more, because we put so much pride in the products that we make.
Well, our final question for you is, what is this Kitsch beach house that we have heard about, and is it available on Airbnb? What's the story?
Yeah, so pre-pandemic, this was like in the like high influencer event time.
The tripping with blank.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. We were like, you know, we can't really, you know, be sending people to Abu Dhabi and doing all this stuff. And so we had invested in a beach house out in Malibu. And we were like, we'll do all of our events out here. Mm-hmm. And we did a couple out there. And then the pandemic happened. And we were like, all right, well, that didn't work out as planned. And so, you know, we put that up on Airbnb. We got some great shots. And then since then, we continue to use it for events. Yeah. And then we put it up on Airbnb when it's not in use. Yeah. And should you ever want to stay, it is amazing.
Absolutely. We would love that. It reminds me when you were saying that, of remember when the Barbie movie came out and mm-hmm. they had a Barbie house that you they were Airbnb-ing?
Yeah. Whole Barbie shoot there.
Okay, fun. Yeah. Is there any like kitsch paraphernalia about, or like what makes it kitschy?
Yeah, we put kitsch products in the bathroom.
Okay.
So you get to take home your mm-hmm. solid shampoo and conditioner. Yeah. And then, you know, we've had some like models stay there and people from the music industry mm-hmm. and we put like little travel containers and they're, you know, their opportunity to take kitsch home with them, shower cap, all these things.
So. Yeah. Yeah. Obsessed with that.
That's so fun.
Thank you so much, Cassandra. This is so much fun.
This is fun. Yeah. Thank you.
And you are like part of our daily lives and so nice to meet you, you know, because we're touching kitsch products all the time, honestly. Yeah.
Happy to be here for you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. This is fun.
Thanks for listening. You can find details on every product mentioned in today's episode, along with our exclusive promo codes, on our blog at breakingbeautypodcast.com.
While you're there, be sure to sign up for our newsletter. Every episode will be delivered directly to your inbox, so you won't miss a single thing.
And get social with us. Let us know what you think of the episode. You can follow us on Instagram at Breaking Beauty Podcast.
And did you know we also have a private Facebook group? Just search Breaking Beauty Podcast chat room.
You can even leave us a voicemail at any time with questions or feedback at 1-844-227-0302.
And don't forget to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcast fix. Spotify, Stitcher, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts, where you can show us some love by writing a review.
See you next Wednesday.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.